Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Freaking first cut. Golly!
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman, and this is your Sunday recap for this week's Players Championship. Joining me to break it all down, Greg Ducharme is here. Greg, the bracket's out. Tom Brady unretired. Our pets' heads are falling off.
There's so much going on. I can't keep up. And I only saw those just on a couple of tweets out there. But this is, again, not your Sunday, not your traditional Sunday recap here on the First Cut Podcast. We're halfway through, at least for the leaders, about halfway through the third round. So we're in store for a long day of golf tomorrow to actually finally finish this thing up.
Technically speaking, no golfer will sleep on the 54-hole lead because as of right now, Anirban Lahiri, who is out front at 9 under, still has, 7 holes to play in his third round, Greg. So the good news is it looks like we're going to get this thing wrapped up on Monday, and most guys are going to have, as you mentioned, a round and a half to go.
Yeah, and it makes for a really interesting evening right now. It's really interesting as you're looking at this in terms of the betting board and the attitude of the players coming in and who's still in the mix. It's kind of a wild thing. There's more holes if you're a ways back. So I think it allows more players to get back in the mix as they finish up 9 more holes in their third round, give or take. And at the same time, there's more room for guys to melt down tomorrow. And you could have some players who are very squarely in the mix right now. Come the fourth round, they're not really even in contention because there's so much volatility and so much chaos coming down really on both sides, but especially the second 9 here at Sawgrass.
Certainly so. And if you would like to indulge in some March Madness of your own, the bracket is out. Go to cbssports.com/firstcutbracket and you can compete against me and Greg and Coach and KP and Sia. And we'll try to also wrangle Mark into the mix as well. If you win, you get a $100 gift card to Paramount Plus, where you can watch all the great entertainment that is available to you. And of course, don't forget, create your own groups, win a chance to go to the 2023 Final Four. Lots of good things happening. And Greg, we were talking before we went hot here about the golf. Boy, the names at the top of this leaderboard. Let's just start with the top of the board. Anirban Lahiri, Tom Hoge, Harold Varner III, Sebastian Munoz, Paul Casey, Sam Burns. There are plenty of names behind it, but this is a huge life-changing moment that we are in the midst of right now.
Absolutely. For more reasons than just the $3.6 million that the winner earns this week, for more than the $20 million purse in total that these guys are competing for, it is a win of legacy, right? You're remembered in history for this kind of thing. It counts toward the Hall of Fame, right? Gets you closer to being eligible for the Hall of Fame. And so it is a significant event. And you look at a guy like Paul Casey with all of his international victories, all of his wins around the world, but missing the big one. This is something this really changes his career, and it really cements him in the legacy. Many of the other guys you mentioned will have a lot more work to do to cement their names into legacy, and they're very far away from a Hall of Fame career or anything like that. But boy, this would be a nice one to check off the bucket list, if you will.
Anirban Lahiri, ranked 322nd in the world. His last victory any place on the planet, the 2015 Hero Indian Open. And he went out in 31 on his opening 9 in the third round. And Greg, we were also just kind of watching it together before they blew the horn there. A very easy 2-putt birdie on number 11. That is going to make dinner taste very good. I don't know how much sleep he's going to get, but he is walking off the golf course on a high right now.
Absolutely. And he's playing some great golf. And if you compare what he's done this week to his stats for the year, there's some stark contrasts. Right now he's fourth in the field approaching the green. Well, he's outside the top 200 in both strokes gained approach and greens irregulation for the year. It's a big area of weakness for him, and it's something that's very important here at the Players' Championship. So he's hitting the ball as well as he ever has on the PGA Tour, and that's why he's in a position like this. And he's been good on the greens. He's had a nice day today, but you know, nothing spectacular. He hasn't had a round where he's made over 100 feet of putts yet. He's eighth so far right now in strokes gained putting in round three, but a lot of work left for him, and he is not a proven PGA Tour winner. He's not a guy that we expect to hold on, but this event allows for some surprise names to pop up and win. So I'm very interested to see what happens with him tomorrow. Was this just a really hot nine hole stretch for him? Is it a hot week in total? The difference between those two will be huge for him.
Lahiri is done at 9 under through 11. The two closest chasers, Tom Hoagie, Harold Varner, the third, both 8 under. They're through 9 holes each. Let's start with Hoagie here, Greg. He's popping up on a lot of leaderboards. He's playing solid. He's one under for his third round. And what we know about Tom Hoagie, he might not be the most talented golfer in the world, although he might be. He does not back down, right? Like he is not going to fold because of pressure or because the moment's too big. The guy is pretty steely when it comes to that.
Yes. And well, you heard from Jordan Spieth first, right? This is what happens at the craps table.
Yeah.
So that's how you know how he finishes. But in all seriousness, what we've seen him do this year is a real improvement. He's gone from a popper, one of my favorite long shots and sleepers week in and week out, to a guy that's really consistent. And he's not like a personal favorite of mine, and where, you know, he's become kind of a darling. Everybody loves Tom Hoagie. Everybody's catching on to his name, and it's well-earned. When you look at what he's done this week, this is the reason why he's such a popular long shot or sleeper, is he's such a great iron player. Right now, he's second in the field, strokes gained approach to green, and second in proximity to the hole. And he is first in strokes gained tee to green for the week. So he is playing some phenomenal golf. Not necessarily putting great. You're looking at that model, guys heading into the next couple of rounds, he's right there on top of the list because he's hitting it great, not making a lot of putts. And here he is, one back of the lead going into a final day of Monday.
Harold Varner III also here. And Greg, he's currently at 8 under. As I mentioned, the lead is 9 under. HV3 was at 7 under, 16 holes into this championship. And then he stepped foot onto 17, where he proceeded to make a triple bogey. He would then go on to bogey 18 and finish the opening rounds at 3 under. He's fought back. He's clawed back. And this might be a Justin Rice special. I'm not sure if this stat's out there. I imagine it'll be the first time there's been a player's champion while also carding a triple at some point during the week.
Yeah, not easy to do. I mean, that's what everybody will tell you going in, avoid the big numbers. Well, that's the bugaboo for Harold Varner III. Through his career, when he's gotten himself into these big moments, he's messed up and he's made some uncharacteristic mistakes. We remember what happened at the PGA Championship in 2019. He hits it to the left into the fescue grass, and then he loses his ball on a pitch out, which was a bizarre situation. And then at Riviera in the Genesis Invitational, he was there on the lead and he topped it on 10 on Sunday. So he's kind of developed this reputation of a player who makes mistakes under the gun. Yet what has he done most recently under the gun? Make like a 90 foot eagle putt to win. So I think there's a lot for Harold Varner to overcome. And on this golf course, the opportunities to mess up, if you will, are extensive. There are plenty of opportunities on nearly every hole to shoot yourself right out of the tournament. He has a history of doing that. And so it's kind of a fabulous test for him. Can he overcome these challenging memories that he has and get a win here, or if he can do it here, well, he's got to feel pretty confident. He's going to be a different player the next time he gets into contention, if he can prove to himself that he can handle it here.
Speaking of avoiding the big number, Paul Casey is at 7 under, so he's 2 shots off the lead. He's played 9 holes in his third round. Has not made a bogey, Greg, for 42 consecutive holes. That's certainly one way to do it around TPC Sawgrass. Is Paul Casey the beneficiary of kind of, I don't want to say the largest leap, but Paul Casey's already an established professional. He's got 15 European Tour victories, 3 PGA Tour victories, but that real stamp on the resume is missing. This would be said stamp if he could pull it off.
It would. And it's been the knock on him for his whole career. He doesn't step up in the big moments. And that's why you're kind of hesitant looking at him heading into tomorrow, because he has not proved that he can do it on a stage like this in a major championship. And the reason he's even in that conversation is because he has the game to do it. Question is, will he be able to pull it off? You think about where we're going next week, to the Valspar, a place where Paul Casey plays phenomenal golf and he has a great record. And it's another one of those really challenging golf courses where you got to keep the ball in front of you. You can't make mistakes. You can't be erring off the tee. You have to have your golf ball under control. That's exactly what Paul Casey does. Question for me is, and I know this is a ball striker's golf course. You look at the stats right now. You look at the guys near the top. They're all hitting the ball really well, not necessarily putting well. But there's going to be a moment where a putt is a critical aspect for Paul Casey. And that's the biggest question for him to answer heading into tomorrow. Again, you look at all of these players that we've mentioned so far, Rick, and there are big question marks about all of them. And that's what makes this so fascinating. There's nobody here on top of the leaderboard that you're saying, oh, yeah, they'll get it done. I have confidence in that.
Yeah, Sam Burns is the other notable there at 7 under par. And Burns is a guy I love, very high on, love the game, love the winning potential for him on tour. But Greg, I saw a loose drive way right on 5 that he got lucky to be able to find. I saw a drive way left on 7. I saw him chunk one on 8, which is a tee shot on a par 3. There were some loose shots from Sam Burns over his final few holes.
There was, but I'm not sure that's a bad thing, considering where he is. Right, you're in tied fourth at 7 under par right now, and you just went through a very strange stretch. I don't look at Sam Burns as a guy with those question marks. I don't worry about his accuracy off the tee. He's a great driver of the golf ball. I don't worry about his ball striking in general. He's a really solid iron player. That's what has made the biggest jump for him from early in his career, before anybody knew about him, and now when everybody knows about him, it's the iron play. He made a really big jump in that category over the last couple of years, and for that reason, I don't really question it. But it will still be a matter of whether or not he can avoid those big numbers coming down the stretch. But I got to think of the guys in the top four right now. He is probably he and Hoagie would be the two guys that look the strongest, that have the pedigree of winning. And because Hoagie won so recently, Sam Burns is so young and has won in the last 2 seasons on tour, they would be the most likely candidates inside that top four.
Yeah, I want to look at the odds with him in just 1 second. But before we do that, we are going to crown a Players Championship tomorrow, yet we made the cut today, Greg, which is kind of strange. And some notables who are not going to be around for the final 2 rounds: Colin Morikawa, Brooks Koepka, Jordan Spieth, Patrick Cantlay, Tony Finau, Jason Day. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe the only one of these guys who was on the good end of the draw was Patrick Cantlay, which, unfortunate for me and my one and done chances, that to me is kind of the worst of the miscuts, because you could chalk up a lot of the other stuff, a lot of the other guys, to the absolutely horrid conditions that they had to play in on what would have been Saturday morning, the end of like their second rounds.
Right.
I don't even remember. Yeah.
Well, it would have been the end of the first round and their second round.
Their second rounds. Yes.
Yeah. So those guys who had the late early draw definitely got the short end of the stick. Yet you still see some of them, and some of them are in the mix here. So it'll be interesting to see if any of those guys can pull off a victory, because it would be so impressive if they did. But even the draw aside, We see this at the Players Championship every year. Some stars come out and miss the cut. It always happens this way. And the golf course just kind of asks for it. You can't get away with, you can't get away with it out here. You have to be really precise. You have to have real control of your golf ball. And if you get a little loose, your opportunities to recover are much smaller than a normal PGA Tour event. That's what, and many of these players are elite players on tour because of their ability to scramble and recover. And they're able to hit it really far off the tee and scramble from there. But that doesn't necessarily work here. So the style changes and the penalty gets way more severe. And now that aggressive mindset that you're typically used to, the aggressive mindset that typically works and makes you one of the best players in the world, puts you at a really high risk of missing the cut. But I'm with you on Cantlay, Rick. He didn't have it. He was loose off the tee, hitting it to the left. I have a feeling his back was bothering him. I didn't hear anything like that, but from what it looked like to me, Patrick Cantlay's hitting it left off the tee like that. He's struggling with the back. So I don't know how he was feeling physically, but his game did not look like Patrick Cantlay's game. It was definitely more than the conditions.
Okay, we're going to try to figure out the odds board compared to the current state of the leaderboard and see if there's any value to be had. But first, we're going to take a quick break and hear a word from our partners. Did you know more than 75% of Americans will experience foot pain in their lifetime, but only 10% will seek out a solution for that pain? Spoiler alert, your feet don't have to hurt. And I know foot biomechanics can be complex, but solving foot pain should be simple. It's a signature orthotic shape of the super feet insoles that give you the comfort and support where you need it the most. It redistributes and reduces stress and strain on your entire body. Think about those long walks on a golf course and how uncomfortable your feet can get. Well, they don't have to. And super feet has helped millions of people worldwide experience the life-changing magic of comfy, pain-free feet. When your feet feel good, so do you. It is one of the most important parts of your overall health and well-being. And for a limited time, Superfeet is having its biggest sale of the year. Go to superfeet.com to save 25% off site-wide and get free shipping. Hurry, sale pricing ends June 5th. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. And that's because the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe has some great features like the available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third row seating, available dual wireless charging pads, and much, much more. So think about those places that you want to go, the things that you'd like to do this weekend, and where the Santa Fe can take you. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. And we're back. All right, Greg. So, oh boy, this thing is fascinating. Sam Burns, Tom Hoagie, they are out front, according to our friends over at Caesars Sportsbook. Sam Burns, who's currently 2 shots off the lead, is 7-1. Tom Hoagie, 1 shot off the lead, 8-1. Paul Casey, also 2 shots off the lead, 9-1. I mean, how wide open is this thing, do you think?
Well, it's completely wide open, right? I mean, you figure you got about, let's just say, 27 holes left. I know that number varies a little bit for everybody, but you have a number of the players on top of the leaderboard that still have to play the back nine in their third round. And so you don't know if they're going to be anywhere near the lead by the time they get through those holes and head into the fourth round, where again, you're getting started and you have to play that second nine again. Having to play that nine twice tomorrow makes this leaderboard completely wide open. You have somebody at 9 under par. I mean, that it would not be surprising for somebody who's at 3 under par to be within two of the lead going into, or two or less of the lead going into the fourth round. So it's completely wide open. I think in that morning session tomorrow, where these guys are playing the back nine, this thing is going to really shake out. So right now, tonight, I like taking a chance on some of the guys that are a little farther down the board. I like a Daniel Berger here. I like a Justin Thomas here, even a Corey Connors or a Victor Hovland. And the guy I love, I can't believe he's this far down the board, Francesco Molinari, stands out to me as the guy that's going to win this tournament tomorrow. He's jumping off the page at me.
Well, the interesting thing for Molinari is he is on the front nine. So he started on 10. He has played 15 holes in his third round. He's 5 under. He's 3 shots off the lead. He's 50-1 over at Caesars Sportsbook. So certainly on a roll there. I'll tell you what, Greg, the Daniel Berger stuff, he had to play in those horrible conditions for his second round and made double on 11, double on 15. Outside of that, I'm not going to go back and do the strokes gained by hour because of how the days changed and the weather changed so much, but he might be the best golfer out there this week because he got the raw end of the draw and he's still in contention here.
And you look at what's happened to him you forget a statistical analysis hour by hour, but you look at what he's done this week. Conditions aside, he had half the fairway, 7 of 14 in round one and round two. And in round three, he's hit half the fairways exactly so far, 5 of 10. So I'm looking at Daniel Berger as a guy that's got to get it in play off the tee a little more. And if he can do that, he's going to have great success. But the good news is he's a really accurate driver of the ball for the year. So it's not unlikely for Daniel Berger to start finding fairways. If he can get a groove off the tee, I think he has a real chance to make a move in this thing and be in one of the last couple of groups coming down the stretch on Sunday. And I think he can handle it. I think it's a redemption story from what happened at the Honda. There'll be a little less pressure because he won't be leading. He won't be expected to win. He's not sitting where Anirban Lahiri is right now. So I think Berger's sitting in a really good spot. And with so much golf to play, I love getting a little deeper on the board than going with the top guys.
Yeah, I agree. We see we see multiple shot leads fall away in 6 holes, 9 holes. We've got like 27 to go. So there's a lot of golf to be played. We're going to crown a player's champion tomorrow, hopefully Monday, all things go according to plan. And we'll be back to discuss it all. And then we're going to have to figure out, Greg, what the Valspar plan is with DFS previews and mega preview pods, because we are now leaking into Valspar week.
Yeah, I know it's messing up our schedule, but it'll be worth it tomorrow. It's been all great fun. The weather, the draw, all that stuff is unfortunate, but ultimately we got a great day of golf in today and we're in store for a great day tomorrow, finishing up the third round and crowning a champion after the fourth. So I'm really looking forward to it. Great to be back with you again today, Rick. I can't wait to see what happens tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. Should be a blast. But for now, let me thank producer Jacob, does all the hard work behind the scenes. That right there, Greg Ducharme. You can find him on Twitter at TheRealGFD, and you can find me at Rick Ron Good. This has been The First Cut, and we'll catch you next time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.